last night was, I got to give it up to Jay Cutler. I have to give it up to Jay Cutler and the Miami Dolphins. They outperformed Brady and the Pats. It doesn't mean anything. The Pats are still a great team. I could see them rolling into Pittsburgh and winning this weekend. And to chat about that, we're joined now on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Longtime coach in the NFL, longtime NFL Network analyst. Here is Steve Mariucci. How you doing, Steve?
Guys, I'm doing great. Yeah, did you watch that game last night?
Oh,
crazy,
yeah.
Huh?
Painful for me.
Yeah, O's a Pats fan.
You're a Pats fan?
Yeah, it was tough to
Tom
watch.
Tom Brady was, what, 7-8 in Miami, and he's like he's jinxed in that place, and now he's 7-9, and it was, I don't want to say it was a beatdown, but it was a very convincing win by the Miami Dolphins, and you're right. I heard you before I came on. Jay Cutler just lit it up, didn't he?
Do you think he's done enough? I've been asking this question for like 7 or 8 years. Has Cutler done enough to get a team to sign him or try to bring him back next year?
I don't know if he wants to. I mean, what do they pay him? $10 million in incentives and to get him out of the booth? He was going to be, you know, like Tony Romo. I think Tony Romo was doing a heck of a job for CBS. But, you know, Ryan Tannehill's got a big contract. I know Adam Gase likes Ryan Tannehill. And so I don't know if he's going to choose Cutler over Tannehill. I think Cutler will be a free agent. And he's got to determine, does he still love playing? Man, he sure made all the throws last night, didn't he? He did. He played one of his better games that we've seen in years by the guy. But he's been inconsistent, you know, and so that's been his nick. And sometimes when he's on a losing team, he looks a little disinterested. But, man, he was last night, he was the better quarterback.
Couple of questions for you, Steve. Number one, it seems that when the Patriots face a team that can put pressure with their front four, that really causes some problems for Tom Brady more than any other.
Yeah.
And then my second part of that is, how legitimate is Jacksonville in that regard?
Okay, you're absolutely right. And if you try to blitz Tom Brady, he's so good, and their system is so clever with hots, in adjustments and answers to your blitzes, that he's been very good against the blitz. And then you're covering, you might be in man coverage, and if you miss a tackle in man coverage, the guy's off and running. And so last night, though, with Ndamukong Suh and Cameron Wake and the boys, you're right, they rushed four, they had pressure, they won in the trenches. And now Tom Brady is throwing against seven guys in coverage. And, you know, and he threw up some 50-50 balls, right? He couldn't get the ball to Brandon Cooks, you know, his speed guy. And, you know, you're talking about playing great coverage over there. Xavien Howard, number 25, had a couple interceptions. Those are 50-50 balls, which means, hey, you know, you're going to throw it up for grabs. And typically a taller receiver wins that battle, okay? And the worst thing that should happen is an incomplete pass. Well, Howard came down with two of them, two interceptions before Tom threw a touchdown. And so that was the difference in the game. And it was Cutler's play. It was the pass rush by Miami. It was the inability to get the ball to the receivers for the Patriots. They missed Gronk. You saw when he got suspended, he speared that guy needlessly, and they really missed him last night. And so, you know, this Patriots got to be better because they're going into Pittsburgh next week, and Pittsburgh's no slouch.
What was that onside kick at the end? Did you ever see anything like that? I thought it was being punked or something.
I used to coach special teams, well, four different places, and so that's, you know, middle onside kick, and you kind of look at it, and if they're all bunched up like you are, then you probably don't do that. But if they're scattered a little bit and they're spread out a little bit, I got 10 guys, actually 11, if you include the kicker, that are going to try to get this ball and knock you out of the way and maybe get it. Well, he didn't kick it far enough. And so it was pretty bizarre. It looked kind of silly once if you don't get it, right? But that game came down. You know, you knew they were just going to, when it was a 17-point game, what was it, 27-10?
Mm-hmm.
You just knew Tom Brady was never going to be out of that game, right? Sure enough, it came down to an onside kick. But anyway, Miami deserved to win that game. They were the better team on the field last night, no doubt.
with NFL Network analyst Steve Mariucci. You mentioned the big game this weekend, Steelers at home against the Pats, and there's a lot of people believing that this is also a battle of the two lead kind of front runners for the MVP now that Carson Wentz is injured. Do you believe that we could see Antonio Brown win the MVP and become the first wide receiver to ever do that?
That would be something. I mean, we've all seen out here in San Francisco, Jerry Rice didn't win it, you know, and how many great years did he have? But what happens is if a receiver has a good year, then you say, well, he must have a good quarterback. And typically the quarterback will win it. I mean, Ben threw for 500 yards, right? And talk about triplets. We all know about the Dallas Cowboy triplets with Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman. Well, Pittsburgh has their version of the triplets with Lev Bell and right from right there at Michigan State, and then Antonio Brown and Ben. Ben is just out of his mind right now. 500 yards passing. He and Tom Brady are the have the most passing yards in the league right now. Will be a heck of a game because Pittsburgh's defense is really, really missing Ryan Shazier. That's a terrible injury. We hope to God and pray that he will walk again someday. He's out for the year, and he may never play football again. But we're all hoping that he'll get movement in his legs and be able to walk. And they missed him. His backup is hurt. And so their defense is not as good as it was. It's like the Dallas Cowboys when they miss Sean Lee. They lose if he's not playing. Or Luke Kuechly at Carolina. They really miss those signal callers on defense. And that's what Ryan Shazier was. He was their quarterback on defense. They really miss him. So Tom Brady will get Gronk back and probably have some good success attacking those linebackers and safeties.
Well, you talk about missing out on a player. Philadelphia is in mourning the past couple of days with Carson Wentz done for the year, tearing his ACL. And, yeah. I mean, they've been a great team. I think they've been the prohibitive favorite in the NFC almost from the start of the season. Yeah. But I just can't picture them doing anything here.
Are you going to ask my question, Brian?
You know what? Nick Foles is not chopped liver. Now, he's been in the league. He's not a rookie. He's not a baby. Like, some of these teams are playing with backups that are just youngsters. And you know, and it's hard to win with the rookies and first and second year players. Nick Foles has been around the block. Heck, he had 1 year in Philly with 27 touchdown passes and only 2 interceptions. That's amazing. So at least he's played well before. He's been there with Doug Peterson for 2 years in Philly. He was with Doug Peterson in Kansas City, so he knows the system there. He knows the system as well or better than Carson Wentz. So, you know, if they can just keep him from messing it up, if throwing picks and fumbling and those sort of turnovers, I think they can win games with Nick Foles. They have a great defense. They're balanced. They don't really rely on the quarterback as much, even though Carson Wentz has 33 touchdown passes. They do have some balance to their offense attack. You know what really impressed me with Carson Wentz, and he's such a great kid. Great kid. And he's playing against the Rams, Jared Goff, one of his dear friends. They have the same agent. They train together, the whole thing. And they won 2 in the draft. It was quite a game, and it's quite a story, actually. But when Carson Wentz got hurt, you know, he scrambled around because he's an athletic guy. He's a big guy, 6'5", 240, but he's an athletic guy. He hurts his ACL, and it gets called back, and he's back in the huddle, and he has to stay, and he stays in the game. And he stands in there under duress and throws a touchdown pass with a blown-out knee. And so he was an impressive kid with character, but he really showed some toughness, you know, hanging in there and taking the touchdown throw. And then he came out of the game and went up the tunnel, and they decided it's a bad injury.
Steve, is the NFL summit coming up on how to protect their quarterbacks? Wentz is now gone. If you look at the number of quality guys that have gone down this year, and it's the quarterback league, they're the ones that everybody wants to see, and they move the needle as far as the product in the NFL. Is it coming now? How do we protect these guys so they stay in the game?
Well, we've been doing it for years. You know, when I was back in Green Bay coaching Brett Favre, back then even, and that's not too long ago, you know, these guys would get hit in the head. They'd get hit in the knees in the pocket. They would be scrambling outside the pocket and get crushed out there. You know, you didn't have the rules where you could throw the ball away like we do now. So we are making rules to protect the quarterback. And I liken the quarterback to like an endangered species. I mean, we don't have enough good ones to fill every team. We just don't. There might be 15 to 18 franchise quarterbacks walking the face of the earth. And so we've got to find a way to protect them. So the Andrew Lux and the Aaron Rodgers and these kinds of guys don't get hurt. You know, we get criticism from some macho men that say, hey, well, put a skirt on them, or, you know, some stupid comments about the game's getting too soft. But when the premier quarterbacks are out, the game suffers, that team suffers, obviously. Attendance will suffer. But the viewing audience will suffer. When they travel, that attendance will suffer. I mean, when the marquee quarterbacks are not playing, it's a different ball game all the way around for everybody. And so we do, like you said, we do need to continually change the rules or alter things where the quarterback can be protected and maybe throw the ball away even when he's in the pocket to avoid the big hit, the big sack. I don't know what the answer is, but they're just hard to find.
Here's a quick one for you, Steve. Your buddy Tom Izzo with Michigan State, how are they looking this year in the NCAA? They're ranked pretty high.
And you got Duke number one, who beat Izzo in the beginning there. They just got beat by Boston College, an unranked team. And then Kansas, who was number two, just has been beaten twice. So this is going to be fun. What I like about college basketball these days is they've made November very important with all these tournaments that they're playing. The good teams are playing the good teams, and it's in the Big Ten against the ACC, and it just, there's a lot of really compelling matchups early in the season, and now they're all into their conference, and they're, you know, that kind of thing before we get into March Madness. But you know, Tom Izzo's got a heck of a team over there. He really likes his team because they're good kids. They take coaching, and he coaches hard, as you know, and it'll just take them one at a time. You know, let's not get too far out in front of our skis here, but they have a nice team. If they stay healthy, that's certainly a Final Four team.
We'll hold you to that. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
There he is. Thanks, Steve Mariucci, a longtime NFL coach and NFL Network analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. From now until December 23rd, when you purchase any used vehicle, you'll receive a $500 prepaid Visa upon delivery. Visit Maple Toyota next to Wonderland.